Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Well, if you walk the bases full normally, you might make a change. You don't have anybody left in your bullpen, you can't make a change. You heard it here on ESPN 1000. White Sox blow a game they needed because the Twins lost again. You'd have been two back. Two back with Oakland coming in starting tomorrow. Day off for the guys today. We'll get into some of the baseball stuff because the deadline is on Tuesday.
Yes.
But I think the big news is, okay, Roquan Smith, as we've been reporting, is on the PUP list. That means physically unable to perform. Is he injured? I don't think so. The reason you put him on PUP is because it's an injury designation. He does not have to be held to the standards of talking to the media. If you're not on that list, if you just said he's on the active roster, but he's not going to practice, then he has to speak to the media. And all of a sudden, that opens up the can of worms the Bears don't want to acknowledge or deal with, his contract status. But Robert Quinn rolled into camp yesterday, and Robert Quinn said he wants to be there. You'll hear from him. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is, good morning, Cap. Good to be back with you.
Good to be back with you.
I'm Jonathan Hood. So some thoughts now about Robert. I got to introduce myself here. So Robert Quinn says that he expects to stay amid the trade rumors, and I'm glad that that is the case because I like when players want to stay in Chicago, that want to play here. Mm-hmm. You know, Quinn has been all over this league like a vagabond, moving from place to place. Mm-hmm. And so at least Quinn, for now, understands what's going on, came off a terrific season and says he wants to stay. Well, thank goodness for that. You got to have somebody back there who can get to the quarterback. So for the short term, at least Quinn's going to be here. I got no problem with that.
So, Robert, okay, what if someone said to you, but Robert Quinn, don't you want to win, man? Like, he's got no chance of getting a ring this year. None.
Yeah, but he says that he's tired of moving. He says he thought he did a good job last year. He just wants to continue to prove himself. He's 32, Cap. At some point, you get tired of the boxes. You know, at some point, you want to be able to, when you have your place locked in, I got my furniture the way I want it, I got my flat screen the way I want it. At some point, you want to say, you know what? At least I'm comfortable here, instead of always living out of a box.
True.
I mean, so understand it from the human element standpoint. From a human element standpoint, you're like, man, at least I'm in Chicago. I know where the restaurants are. I know where training camp is. I'm good. I'm settled. Yeah, he wants to win a ring. Sure he does. But at this point in time, he's like, I'm good in Chicago. And you know what? As a Bears fan, I'm good that he's good, at least for the short term.
So he's locked in. We told you about Roquan Smith. They signed two offensive linemen in Michael Schofield and Riley Reiff.
Uh-huh.
Some people I'm, you know, listening to and talking with, the people who cover the team, wow, they got two starters right on the eve of camp. My question is, why are those guys still on the street?
Oh, well, you can understand, for a ball club like the Bears, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Correct.
They're on the street for a reason, because nobody wanted them. And the Bears said, please, come on in.
You're better than what we've got.
Come on in here for wayward players and Chicago Bears.
Correct.
That's pretty much, that's why he's here. Hey, you understand, Cap, this is going to be put together with scotch tape and tongue depressors to be able to keep this team together. You just want able bodies, and then you just try your luck. This is all an evaluation year. I'm going to be saying that a lot this season, but it's all an evaluation. From Justin Fields all the way down to Riley Reiff, we're going to find out who can play and who can't.
and who truly wants to be here. Mm-hmm. Robert Quinn says he does.
I've been traded twice. You get tired of moving. So, I mean, I thought I did a good job last year. But I guess, you know, just continue to try to reprove myself. I mean, I expect to be here, but, I mean, I guess if not, well, that's out of my control. But, you know, I'm going to just take it day by day and have fun while I'm, you know, have fun here with the guys. And, you know, just let life take its course.
Let life take its course. I mean, you think if you set a team record in sacks, they'd be like, well, you know, we don't have a lot here. We're building this thing. But we got that.
I like how he used the word reprove.
Right.
Like to center yourself. That's what reprove means. You're the English major. You know, it's like he used the word reprove. Like, man, you had a great year last year. You don't have to reprove anything.
I
got to
reprove myself.
You don't have to center yourself for anybody or admonish yourself to anybody because he was that good. But Cap, I mean, you're trying to push him out the door saying, hey, don't you want to win? Hey, man, there's no Khalil Mack anymore. There's a lot of players that made a difference for the defense over the last few years. And now they're gone. I'll take it.
It's you, Bob Quinn, and Travis Gibson.
Sure.
That's what you got.
Sure.
We'll see where that rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't forget today at noon to be locked in with Carmen Yerk because Bears head coach Matt Eberflus, will be on the station. So that should be fun.
Boy, he's been excited. He's been excited. You can understand, first year coach, right? He's excited. Everything's great. And then he'll get into some practices and he'll get in those preseason games and it won't be so great.
He'll be like, oh, God, we got a long way to go.
I will give him the benefit of the doubt. If we had the interview, one of the questions I would ask is, you know, as a defensive coordinator, what can you do to help Justin Fields? That's all I care about. You have a defensive coordinator's mindset, even though you're not the DC in name.
So you look at him and go, how are you defending that guy?
Can you help Justin be able to look through your lens as a defensive coordinator and to tell him what he has to look out for?
Right. Here's what I would take away from you, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
It's kind of looking in the mirror like a different way as a defensive coordinator trying to help an offensive weapon. But maybe that works, Cap. I'm knocking on wood that's the case.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where did summer go?
What do you mean?
When football's back, summer's over.
What do you mean? What do you mean, where's summer?
Yeah, the weather's still nice, but when football's back, summer's over.
Yep.
Like, I always love end of May, Memorial Day weekend. I got the whole summer ahead, man.
Mm-hmm.
June, I still... Now, once you get to 4th of July, I'm like, we're on the back nine. Now we're turning to August on Monday.
Yeah. It's the way the calendars work.
I got a friend of mine.
Yeah.
His wife's a teacher for CPS.
Mm-hmm.
She finishes summer school Friday, tomorrow. She has 2 weeks off, and then she starts school. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks! You're going to blink. The kids are back in school. Where did it go? I know Danny agrees with me. Once you turn past 4th of July, it's like, whatever.
I mean, there's other places to live to have longer summers, you know.
I like
California,
here.
California, Florida. You can do that. You live in the South. Would you like that?
No, I like it here.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, we're Chicagoans. I don't look at it that way. I look at it as when I start to see significant snowfall, that's a problem for me. Like, I'm built for the fall, so that doesn't bother me. I'm built for the fall and the winter, so I'm okay with it. But here's the thing. I still get sunshine. I still get warm temperatures. I'm just taking it all in, man, day by day, because I know that the Hawks coming, and I don't mean Andre Dawson. I mean, the Hawk will be coming. That cold air, it'll be coming before you know it. But so I'm just enjoying what we have right now. You're already looking toward, oh, man, it's after the 4th of July, so that means we're going to have a downturn. No, Cap, enjoy it today. What does your tattoo say, for God's sake? Did you read it this morning?
Tune out the matote.
No, not that. Not the toast. I'm talking about the other thing.
Pura vida, pure life.
No, I'm not talking about the water.
Live life all in?
No, the other one.
What other one? I got Chicago.
Chicago. That's the one.
Right there.
Yeah, Chicago. Just keep in mind.
Taking that bad boy in to get a little brightening.
Okay. Okay. Maybe not too much.
Having it changed to Arlington Heights.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Arlington Heights.
That's right.
Right there.
That's right. You're going to have the new stadium there, right?
That would be a great tattoo.
No, but it's fine, Cap. Man, just enjoy it. We know that the Hawks coming, but enjoy the warm temperatures while we have it.
Oh, I'm enjoying the heck out of it, but come on.
What happened this summer?
Freaking August.
Yeah, in August. It will be warm in August, too.
Yeah, but I know what's around the corner. It's like when we get to, like, March, I know what's coming. It's still cold, but I know what's around the corner. Summer. Just not happy about that. Paulie in Lake Forest. Hey, Paulie, what's up there, Sparkles?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Hello, Paul.
Can we all agree now it's time to blow up the Sox?
Blow?
They don't have any heart.
Oh, stop.
And I'll try not to jump around. You got a guy getting picked off third base yesterday that if a kid did it as an 8-year-old, you would be mad at him.
Yes, you're
you
right.
You got to blame La Russa because ultimately he's the head coach. But where is the third base coach? Their assistant coaches are terrible. Katz is overmatched. Giolito's got no heart. These guys are divas. He and Kopech, everything's got to be perfect for them to succeed. And Liam Hendricks not being able to throw 2 days in a row because of altitude is so weak. What happened to the backbone of our youth or of our 30-year-olds or something? They should blow this team up while they can. They're going nowhere this year. And if you take Grandal, get rid of him. You go in with this team next year, you're going to be worse yet. Everybody else will improve. They have no heart. They have no fundamentals. They're a bad watch.
You do realize they are 3 games out of the division lead.
Okay, so you win that division. How are you going to do against the Yankees? How are you going to do against the other division? You're going to lose again in the first round.
So you're blowing
no
up
heart,
the team.
Cap, no heart. Giolito's supposed to be your stud. He comes out and gets pounded in the first inning after six days off.
I don't disagree with that. His start before that was awful.
Exactly. Hendricks not being able to pitch yesterday, I would cut the guy. I mean, what an example for the young player. Oh, I can't pitch in altitude 2 days in a row. Give me a break.
Well, don't forget, though, Hoodie, tell him. He went 20, and thanks for the call, Paulie. He went 27 pitches. He had been on the injured list with an arm issue. He wasn't great the other night. It probably made sense to not throw him there, right?
I would say so. You think you have enough? You should have enough depth to be able to win that ball game, but that's not the reason why the Sox lost. They lost for a number of different reasons, which we'll get into coming up next. I will lay out for you where we are with the White Sox at this point in time. Once again, 500. Alone again, naturally.
Yes, but only 3 back in the division, and the Twins are going to San Diego. You are getting the A's here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very strong chance of being like a game out on Sunday.
Yes, you would think that you could be able to take care of a 38-63 ball club, but it's the White Sox. You never know, and that's the problem.
That's the problem. White Sox got walked off in Colorado yesterday. Walked off, and you heard it here on ESPN 1000. We will discuss the White Sox with you next.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Elias Diaz, 2 walks on the day. Swings and hits it to the right side. Rogers scores. Iglesias to the plate. He scores as the ball gets by. The Rockies in a walk-off. Elias Diaz brings him off the deck. Mobbed by his teammates out near second base. And the Rockies come back and beat the White Sox 6-5.
That's how it sounded if you're a Rockies listener.
KOA in Denver.
Yeah. So Kendall Graveman came in. Walk, walk, walk. And I remember going off on Joe Maddon when... What was the guy, the side armor that went to the Sox then. Madden took his arm basically off of him.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Cishek.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
He went walk, hit by pitch, walk. Bases loaded. And I'm screaming, get him out! Next guy, base hit, game over. It's exactly what happened yesterday. Walk, 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 base hit, game over.
But
there was no one else to bring in.
Okay, sorry. So, but once again, Cap, it is one step forward and three steps back with this White Sox team.
Mm-hmm.
That is a sign of an average ball club.
Yep.
And I'm getting to the point now that we're in Bears training camp, the White Sox, for what they are, we can't shine blank, right, when it comes to this team. They're just not good enough at this point in time to be able to have that Atlanta Braves-like run here in the second half because they're so average as a ball club.
They are.
Players in and out of the lineup and the depth. And the thing I want to just continue to harp on with this team, Cap, they just don't have the depth that we thought that they would. They just don't have it. Because any time that you got to put Lory Garcia anywhere in the outfield shows you that you got a problem.
Correct.
Because, you know, you can call him a super utility guy, but the thing is that when he's in the outfield, that's a mistake. It is. Lory Garcia making the third out, sleeping at third base as a base runner in the second half of the season is just completely inexcusable. I can't believe that play happened, but then again, it's the White Sox. I actually can believe it happened. Graveman walking the ballpark and then, of course, giving up the big, you know, game-winning home run. There's positives with this. I like A.J. Pollock. He gets key base hits. You know, I like what I saw there. I think that you mentioned Lambert. He might be out of position, but here's a guy that's coming out of the bullpen last couple of games and gave you something. But the good does not outweigh the questionable or bad on this baseball team. That was as bad a loss as you'll find for this White Sox season. Bad loss.
Terrible.
Because what do I always tell you? You're going to lose games. But in that case, again, the White Sox beat themselves. That's what happened yesterday. They beat themselves.
They did.
Now, this is coming off of, again, I thought a solid victory in Game 1. In Game 1, their pitching was stellar in Game 1. They held in there. And here's the other thing. Here's the stat that no one's going to talk about. Yorick Coors, no home runs? None?
You're right.
What's the home run power?
None.
You're in Denver, and you couldn't hit a home run. And there is the disconnect with this baseball team. An opportunity, and I felt, man, you know, maybe the Sox feel good being out there, you know, with the thin air, everything else. Maybe get some real points, real runs on the board. And they did not. They did not.
So, again, I'm not defending Tony here. You can only play the guys you got on your roster,
sure,
too.
Sure.
Rick has got a busy, busy weekend ahead. Forget about deals for guys like Juan Soto. He's got to go out and get at least two bullpen arms because Joe Kelly left the game with an injury. He could say after the game, yeah, my arm feels better now. There is no waiver deals here in August. This is it.
If they were to make the playoffs, Joe Kelly can't be part of the ball club. Sorry.
He has
to be left off.
Not as of today.
Sorry.
Liam Hendricks has been on the injured list and was unavailable yesterday because he threw 27 pitches in altitude the day before.
Now, I understand the last caller was saying, like, how can he not pitch back-to-back games? If you watch that first game, that guy was blowing up.
He was.
Hendricks had a hard time breathing
through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Bummer hasn't even started throwing again. So who's your lefty? The guy who gave up the home run to Max Muncy? What's his name?
Souza, yeah.
Okay, he's in the minors for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing here? If you're truly in to try and win, you have to go get at least two accomplished bullpen arms. Like, you can get Michael Givens from the Cubs. I know the Yankees, and there's a couple others that are chasing him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's not enough.
No.
You got to go get another elite arm that, if heaven forbid, Hendricks is hurt again or is unavailable, who are you closing with?
You need someone from the left side and someone from the right side right away.
Agreed.
And by the way, time's ticking.
And then you need another bat.
If you don't accomplish this, Cap, then what's the point?
You want Jock Peterson? He might be available. He's with the Giants.
Sure. Giants aren't going anywhere fast. They're in a bad losing streak right now.
Correct.
But if you don't make, you know, swift dividends for this team, Cap, being able to upgrade and get strong in that bullpen, then what is this season for? what's the point?
Correct.
At this point in time, the season is just average and bland. The team is what they are, actually 49-49. That's exactly how they play. They beat themselves. They're never a lot of players are never available. They're in and out of the lineup. And all teams go through injuries. But a lot of teams, especially the upper echelon, find a way to win ball games.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Mike in Palos Heights. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap. Hey, Hoodie.
Good hey, Mike.
As usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm frustrated Sox fan, as you guys know. And yesterday, think about this. If you watch the game, in the night before, Jimmy Lambert, for instance, they bring in. He is pitching with a tight situation. So there was some, you know, the game was on the line the night before. And he throws one pitch. They get a double play, and they take him out the next inning. One of the setup guys for the next inning starts. Okay, yesterday they bring him in another tight situation. I think it was maybe in the eighth inning, mm-hmm. and he pops out to the one pitch. They pop him out to the third to the Anderson made a nice catch over on third base. Mm-hmm. So to me, there's a guy that's arm isn't that tested. He's been coming in tighter situations, even better than, let's say, Joe Kelly, but they seem not to have the trust. And if that's the case, why aren't we out there even, like, right now talking to, like, the Cubs to get Robertson or some team?
I think they are.
That if we know that we're, like, weak in the back end, on the bullpen, why aren't they doing something? And that's the part where I think Rick Hahn is got to get brought into the conversation as to why not, or does he have his hands tied with no money?
Oh, no, he's just got the money. You know, I know
yesterday
that.
Yesterday, they blew that game.
He's got the money. Now, here's the thing.
It's a brutal game yesterday, Mike.
Jimmy Lambert was a guy who was pitching in the minors. He last year had an ERA north of 6. Jimmy Lambert's a nice pitcher. If he would have run him out to close in the ninth and lost the game, we all would be going, what are you doing closing with Jimmy Lambert when you paid $24 million, thanks for the call, $24 million for Kendall Graveman?
Right.
People would have crushed, and rightly so.
Yeah, I get it. But I think in the short bursts, Mike, I think that Lambert has done the job. And I have no problem with that. Again, we start getting into the minutiae of this thing. I think that the overarching point about this White Sox team is that Rick Hahn has got to get busy here. It's surprising that there hasn't been a significant move made now, Cap, at this point in time. It's that serious because you're teeter-tottering on either being a contender or not. I think if you asked Jerry Reinsdorf very candidly, he would just tell you, okay, either you're all in or just unplug this thing. Because he doesn't have a lot of patience with this nonsense.
Correct.
Right?
And I think they are all in, but you haven't seen any relievers moving yet. It'll all start today's Thursday. The deadline is Tuesday. This weekend, you'll start to see guys move.
It's urgent, though, if you're the White Sox.
Correct.
Are you in or are you out?
Correct.
It's an important question to ask because when you're at 500, you can look at the team and say, you know, we keep beating ourselves. Yeah, we do have a formidable lineup, but it's never together. Robertson and out, you know, is Aloy healthy? Joe Kelly? Or do we have a high leverage lefty out of the bullpen? All this stuff, right? All of these question marks. You have more question marks than answers on this team when you're 500. And so you got to make a decision here. You're going to stand pat? You're going to be aggressive? Get in some of that minor leagues that gets in the company of put together for the White Sox? Get some of those minor leagues out of here and try to win now? But I think the bigger question is from our caller before. Asking the question, if the Sox do make moves, are you good enough to be able to beat the upper echelon in the American League?
That's a tough question. The answer is right now, today, based on the data we have, no. But that doesn't mean that data doesn't change. The Atlanta Braves, I keep saying it, were 3 games under 500 on August the 2nd last year. 3 under. They were 65-1 to win it, and they got hot. They got Soler. He became a World Series MVP. They got Jock Peterson from the Cubs, and they added something to the bullpen.
The key, though, is that they were healthy enough to get there.
Correct.
Are the Sox going to be healthy enough to get there?
We don't know.
You're just not on the same plane as the Yankees or the Astros. And damn near the Twins, even though you just beat the Twins going into the break. Now, how good are you, you know, in this spot? You as good as Toronto? in a playoff scenario, that's what it comes down to.
Well, here, let me ask you a question. What happens if the Chicago White Sox get to the playoffs as a wild card,
mm-hmm.
and they've got to play Toronto in Toronto? Dylan Cease going to get vaccinated?
Don't know.
Because all three games are in Toronto.
I get it.
That's how they're doing it.
It's so good now that Cease would be my one in the rotation.
And he might not be available.
Yeah. It's a big decision to make, isn't it?
That's a massive. He's going to say, sorry, I don't believe in the vaccine. I'm not going.
Yeah, I mean, it is on the others like Shaky Giolito and Lynn to be able to get the job done, sure, because they're in the rotation too. But Cease is my one in that spot.
Correct. And rightly so. The guy's a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Wiggins didn't want to get vaccinated.
And he did.
And he did. And regrets it, he says.
Right.
You don't regret it, clown. You got the vaccination. You're with the team. You won a championship.
Correct.
You regret the championship?
Correct.
No, he doesn't.
Correct. Andrew Benintendi got traded to the Yankees last night by the Royals. The rumor is he's going to get vaccinated now because they may have to play Toronto in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We'll see.
They tackle you and they hold you down.
Like in New York?
Like Rizzo.
Rizzo, we got a deal here for you. But guess what? You see that needle? It's going in your arm. And he did.
No.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Let me go! Emily, they offered me $32 million, but I have to get the shot. Get the shot, Anthony! We need the money!
That's right. They tackle you and they hold you down.
Yes. You're 100%.
You're a Yankee. You're going to get vaccinated because we need you.
100%. 312-332-3776. How do the White Sox fix this season at the deadline? And can they fix this season at the deadline? Time's a-wasting, Rick. 312-332-3776. Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hope your morning's off to a good start. Mine is, because my guy is back. Hoodie back in the studio. Hope you enjoyed your time off. I had some last week. It was great. Nice to just chill, hang out on the water. Oh, awesome.
As you hung on the water and, of course, sad because summer's coming to an end. Instead of just enjoying yourself, you were just there, tears strolling down your cheeks. Like, summer's leaving us. It'll be dark soon. Oh, God. Don't worry about it, man. Enjoy life. Do you see my tattoo here? Live life all in.
No.
You see that?
You don't have a tattoo.
You just can't see it.
I do.
You just can't see it.
Yeah.
But it's right. It's there, though. Right
it's
there.
In his email signature, too. Hashtag live life all in.
Yes. Live
That's
life.
My email signature.
No, it's Hoodie's.
Yes. Live life Allen. All the. That's what you do, right?
Wow.
That's what it is, Cap. Man, just enjoy, man. Don't you understand?
I know Danny agrees with me. I know he does.
Okay, but Danny's not on the show. How about that?
That's true.
I'm on the show.
That's true.
Okay, so if you just need someone, just call Danny, put him on the show so he can agree with you. I don't agree with
There's got to be other people that agree with me that when it gets to August, it's like depressing.
It's not depressing.
My wife said to me this morning, I was Leah, I'm like, we can believe it's going to be August. She's like, hun, today is July 28th.
It is.
Be where your feet are.
Yeah.
That's her line. That's right. Be where your feet are.
Exactly right.
Be in July 28th.
But you, I'm going to need something. It's going to be cold soon. I need some kind of cover and a nice warm soup. Don't worry about it, man. Everything's fine.
It's true.
We're having fun.
It's true.
Yeah, it's going to be August soon. But you know what, though? Baseball season, college football season, training camp, preseason, plenty of stuff to gamble on. look at it the bright way. Look at the bright side. We've got each other.
We do.
How about that?
Take that. By the way, we got our anniversary coming up next month.
But it's August. The world's coming to an end.
Joey G, our guy out in Melrose Park. What's up, Joey?
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you?
I'm walking and breathing.
On the right side. On the right side of the world.
That's all that matters.
Huh? On the right side of the earth, huh?
Yes, and that's how we talk in Melrose Park, Hoodie. Use.
Use.
Yes, exactly.
I understand.
We put an S on it. So anyways, Cap, every day of summer, when your eyes open and the feet hit the floor in your bedroom, remember that.
That is a very good point, man. And I know every day I get up, I get to go to work. I love my job. I get to be with my guy. Every day of summer, that might be a new tattoo.
Oh,
every
God.
Day is summer.
Boy, more tattoos.
I'm getting some
anyways,
more.
Anyways.
Another few tattoos, you got to put this guy in prison. Go ahead.
Last night's game, again, depressing for me. They came back, took the lead, and then they gave it up again. When you come back being down, where is the compassion and the competitiveness in that dugout to say, okay, we came back, now let's shut them down? They can't shut nobody down. We need a guy, like you said, in the bullpen. We need a guy to come out and throw the 100-mile-an-hour fastball for six innings and try to lock the game up.
Yeah,
and going back to Giolito, Giolito, to me, is back to his old form. They're giving up. He's giving up the home runs. Ooh. Kopech giving up the home runs. So we definitely need a couple of arms, Rick Hahn, in the bullpen. And let's go get Soto.
Joey, the one thing I really like on a nice summer day is a nice Giolito. It's always good to have that,
that's
right?
Gelato.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
Yes.
But I need to tell
Joey
you
Joey knows
nice,
they got. So. Joey, what's the name of the gelato place out by you? There's Johnny's Beef, and then there's right down the street on Harlem. No, not on Harlem.
Joey doesn't have gelato,
North.
Cap. Come on.
Joey likes Italian ice. Yeah. Joey, we got to roll, man. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you guys too. God bless. And remember, get that tattoo. Your feet hit the floor. It's another day of summer.
That's it, man. Yeah. Every day is summer.
Put that around your neck.
That's what I'm getting. Every day is summer. Take that.
Okay. Put that around your neck, though. That'd be good. Nice neck tattoo. I would say that.
I'm not getting a neck tattoo.
I mean, it fits, though. Every day is summer.
Right back here.
Okay. Where no one can see it.
Bottom of the arm.
Okay. No problem.
Right under the bicep.
No problem.
That massive bicep.
It's good. I mean, they got even better ones at the county. So nothing like a good Lucas Gelato. I think that is good. That's what.
Giolito.
That's what he said, though. He didn't say Giolito. There's Lucas Gelato. That's what he said. I heard him. Sidebar may I approach.
You may. Brought to you by our great friend, Howard Ankin. Ankin Law, 312-6 million.
Okay, let's get to the point.
Sign my ball. So Mega Millions hits $1 billion.
Correct.
So I saw this cap and I said to myself, self, it's time for a show pot. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go live in Allen, all in, right?
Yeah.
Not that pot. For God's sakes.
That's the stuff you smoke, JR.
No.
That'll be in a couple weeks when we go up
be
to your cabin.
Be good for us. We all relax.
I'll bring the show pot.
That's not what I meant. And no, I will not partake.
And don't forget, 2 weeks we're doing this show from the lake.
Okay.
Echo in here.
Some thoughts now about.
He didn't respond, JR, you jerk.
So some thoughts now about Mega Millions. Mm-hmm. I think we should all be able to put some money in and go for it as a show.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay. So how much should that be, JR? You're the show accountant.
I think it should be directly proportional to income.
Okay. Okay. What do you want? How much you want?
How much should we put in for this? Because if we hit, we win together.
Correct.
I totally agree.
All right. So how much should that be? And also, if we're going to do this, we should also go in four different directions to put the tickets in. I'll go far south. How far north can you go?
I mean, I was up in Fox Lake the other night. So, I mean, I have no boundaries. I'm in Wisconsin all the time. So,
are you going to be there by Tuesday?
You can be.
I can be in the northwest suburbs. Yeah.
JR goes
Tuesday.
Northwest. Yeah. I'll go northeast.
The drawing's Friday, Cappy.
Oh, the drawing's Friday. So we got to get this done by tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
So how far? Not
I can go west today. I can't go northwest. I've got Lala and a couple other guys.
All right, so he'll go west today.
I'll just go northern suburbs.
I'll go to the convenience store at the end of my block.
Okay, that's not really committing.
Why?
To this.
We're south. We're Lincoln Park. We're northern suburbs and west.
Can't win in Lincoln Park. And I don't want you to go to some ritzy suburb either.
This idea that you can't win someplace is so funny to me. Like,
what's
the
true?
Numbers are going to be different.
What's true?
They won't print 56 if you buy it in Lincoln Park.
What's true?
This is one of those unwritten rules of lottery.
That's exactly right. Oh, exactly right. If you're going to win the lottery, it's got to be in some remote, this isolated Exxon station someplace.
Like in East St. Louis.
Like what? Yeah, something like that. Like off the side of the road. Those are the ones that win.
You got to buy it at a Valero where, like, the roof is collapsing on top of the pumps.
The one light bulb, one pump gas station. That's what you're looking
for.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. You can't win it. I don't want you to go some ritzy suburb where you go to usually.
How much would it help if I were 90 years old, too, Hood?
Okay, that's not the point. So you just don't understand the lottery system, pal. The winners have been able to go to, like, the as JR mentioned, the one pump. The guy that's still cleaning your windshield. That guy. Goober. You got to go to a place like that. That's where you win a lottery.
Full service only, correct.
Right?
Yes.
The full service only places, Cap.
All right, so I
don't want you to go. I'm in Inverness. That's not going to work, pal.
Isn't it, though, the winners are always somebody somewhere remote and with a foot in the grave. It's never like a healthy young person in a city. It's always somebody who lives in rural Oklahoma and has one foot in the grave.
Well, Cap. That's why we're sending Cap.
Exactly.
So, all right, I'll start. I'll light $10 on fire. How's that?
Fine.
Okay. Shay, how much are you lighting on fire?
I've already done 40. I might as well add another 20. Why not?
Okay. Hey, I'll 25. 50?
I'll throw 50 in.
50. I think we should do 50.
Okay.
But where is it going to be, Cap? Don't do it like in one of these ritzy suburbs where you played golf. You have to go into some rural areas.
I'll go to Kenilworth.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that, man. I'm just going to go down 57.
How's Wheeling?
No.
Right by my house.
Come on now. Make the effort.
North Chicago?
I mean, tougher areas than that.
Lake Forest.
I said tougher. See? I need something that's not in the $1 million tax bracket. Don't go. No. I need something rough.
Skokie.
Better.
All right.
Take it a little better.
I'll get $50 worth of tickets by tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll throw it all in the show pot, and if we hit, we still do the show on Monday.
Yeah, no question. Shay, are you going to make the effort? That's the question.
I told you, I'll go to the convenience store at the end of my block. It's a huge effort for me.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Okay, he gets
I don't have access to a car all the time, Hoodie.
Okay, well, what if we send you one?
My sister's in town for Lollapalooza. I have to be a host. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life.
Yeah, Cap, call Darman, have him pick up Shay.
Guys,
exactly.
I've got it here. I went to Bannockburn, and I've got... Cap, it's too ritzy. Too much money.
Wow.
Cap, I need you to go a little... Skokie.
Wow, the number's hitting Bannockburn. Scratch that. It's Bannockburn.
Exactly right. That's not how it works, Cap. I might have to go to East St. Louis just to help us win.
A Maryland woman...
Tuscola, maybe.
Was... wow.
What?
Maryland woman was out fishing.
Yeah. Belvedere?
On a boat. She was with some gentlemen, some friends who were fishing. You will not believe. Trust me, you don't want to get out of the car. You will not believe what happened to her. Next.
Glencoe!
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on. On the Cap J. Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. So, there was this insane story that I saw. Shay, you got the story. It was insane. So, I sent it to the guys, and we said, we got to wait till Hoodie's back here. He's got to hear this story. You haven't heard the story.
Mm-mm.
Shay, tell my partner about this woman who decided,
They're going to take a boat ride and go do a little fishing.
Is this an animal story?
It's kind of an animal.
JR, is this an animal story? I don't know. If it's an animal story.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Bears. What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Scary boars.
Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping?
Scary boars.
Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
You're good.
So, when I saw this story, I did a double take. You know those stories where you're like, no way, that's real. And then I did a little research, and it is real. I sent it to the boys, and we said, we can't do this story with Dion, who was here Monday, or Jesse, because only you could handle this story in the manner that it needs to be handled.
All right. I've not heard this. What is it, Shay?
So, a group of people from Maryland in their 70s. Shout out to these people in their 70s who decided to go fishing on a literal fishing boat in Florida. 73-year-old Maryland woman was stabbed in the groin by a 100-pound sailfish. The sailfish leapt out of the water and impaled the 73-year-old Maryland woman in her groin.
She was, she wasn't doing the fishing. She was just along for the ride. And out of nowhere, this freaking, how far, big was it?
100 pounds.
100 pounds.
The 100-pound fish leaps out of the water and spears her right in the vajayjay.
Oh, God. the question is, did she have a cigarette afterwards?
Right.
Did she like it?
I think she was into it.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so now what's the punchline? Was she okay?
Well, yeah, so the two other men put pressure on the wound. Apparently it was very bad.
Oh, the wound, you say.
And she was flown to a local hospital. Yeah, wound. That's quite a nickname. No,
that's I've never called it that before. The wound. Is that
this is so unbelievable.
The most incredible feeling I've ever got.
More pressure, please.
You said the wound,
dear,
did you?
God.
Did you say? Tell us more about the gash. You said the wound, you said.
The gash. Oh, my gosh.
Good. Well, you said it was a wound.
I do have a friend who uses the...
It was a flesh wound. Go ahead.
He uses the phrase axe wound, which I thought was a bit much. I told him, please don't do that anymore. Don't say that to me anymore, pal. Yeah, she was flown to a local hospital, HCA Florida Lawnwood Hospital. Mm-hmm. No one else was injured in the incident. Sailfish just had eyes for this woman, I guess. Three people on the boat, only one of them gets stabbed. And the location of the stabbing is unbelievable.
Do you have to tell your significant other when you get home about that?
Do you think she's still with him?
I think that he will find out.
Honey, how was the fishing excursion with your friends? It was amazing.
I would say that the guy has to find out on his own, right? And he'll say, what's the matter? I can't seem to satisfy you anymore. What's the matter? What's the matter? I thought you liked it. Apparently not. Well, it looks like you've had your...
You're much smaller than the sail... What kind of fish was it? A sailfish?
Yes.
It's like a massive swordfish. It says this, I'm looking now, the NBC News article said there's no update on her condition. They reached out to the hospital, haven't heard back. So I hope she's okay.
Well, I think that
they were having fun at her expense, but I hope she's okay.
That is an eternal afterglow. I think that she'll be just fine, thank you. I mean, after dealing with that, I think that she'll be just fine. And unfortunately for the guy, he'll never be able to measure up.
Never.
So,
my God, can you imagine taking a leisurely boat ride?
Yeah,
it's so nice. I'm gonna give me a cocktail, let me relax. Would you like some white wine? Maybe a spritzer?
So wonderful.
Oh, God,
my God, woo, that's unbelievable. My God,
never been taken like that.
Wow, where is he? Is he gone? She's asking for his number.
Who was that? Never felt anything like that.
Oh, my God. That poor guy. But the significant other, though, Cap, he'll never be able to measure up. He'll never, never be able to give her that pleasure.
I don't know how much pleasure there was.
Well, I don't. I mean, apparently.
Wow.
Might be going back for seconds. Traveling the high seas just to see if that's going to happen again.
Honey, what do you want to do today? Can we go for a boat ride? I've got to find this sailfish that satisfied me. I mean,
spread eagle.
Most amazing. So, wow.
Why would you do that? I mean, you can get sun by just, no, I'm fine.
It's a shorter dress than I'm using. No underwear? Yeah, I know. I'm trying to make it easier for the sailfish. Wow. So, anyway.
That's so ridiculous.
Yes.
Hopefully she's okay.
Hopefully.
Hopefully she's all right.
Shot or no shot is coming up. Tune in at noon to hear Bears head coach Matt Eberflus with the Carm and Yurko show.
Catch of the day.
Watch us on Twitch yes. today and every day at twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by the Jim Irsay Collection. It's a very cool collection. We have shot or no shot, which is always fun. That graces these very airwaves in 2 minutes.